Hey, perhaps the biggest problem bow hunters have is getting to and from their tree stands without disturbing the area and bumping deer. What is your access strategy? And let's take it into two ways, right? One is if you control the land and you can, you know, put some kind of Egyptian weed or something in, you know, to create travel corridors. And then let's talk about a property where you don't have that opportunity to do that.
On a property that I own, I'm going to do everything I can to create access that's going to allow me to get slip in unseen or unsmelled. Discipline really comes into play again. You've got to wait till the conditions are right and not try to push it. If the wind's wrong just a little bit, you wait for another day. On property that I have no control over, such as public land, you know, your access needs to come through an area where you least expect deer, and I guess that's pretty obvious. I think a lot of hunters take too many chances. They just, you know, they've got a place where they park their truck, and they've got a tree stand, and so they got point A and point B, and they just walk from point A to point B without any thought of taking an alternative route. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to maybe loop way out of your way or whatever, so you come into that stand with the wind right, or maybe you're using a creek to get down, you know, below a deer's eyesight, and maybe that's the best route to the stand. Every stand's different, and the access is everything. I think more hunts are probably ruined before the hunter ever climbs into his tree than are ruined once he's in the tree. Mm-hmm. They just spook way too many deer going in, and their target animal is busted and gone. And most of the time, they don't even know it. They don't even know that they busted those deer or alerted those deer, because it might just be their scent drifting through the bedding area.
Right.
So access is absolutely huge.
I remember a video that you did, and it was one of your bigger bucks, and I don't remember if you were hunting a muddy blind or a redneck blind, but you shot a pretty good buck out of it. And I've always wondered, because I have this trouble too, like, do you hunt food plots, like at the edge of food plots? Or because it seemed like you were doing it in this particular case.
Yeah, I do. Typically, those hunts are very late in the season where the leaves are off the trees, so it's really hard to slip into some of my stands without being detected on afternoon hunts, you know, when it's daylight. Now, those stands, a lot of them are easy to slip into in the dark, in the morning, but on an afternoon hunt, it's really difficult. And if the property has not been pressured, you can get those bucks to walk out into those food plots, especially when you're hunting weather patterns. You get a cold front, comes through, and gets those deer on their feet a little bit earlier than they typically would. You can do that, but it's got to be ground that's not pressured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's one of the biggest problems I have. The best tree stand I have on my property here in Ohio is a redneck blind that overlooks food plot, and I have Egyptian wheat that gets me into it. The problem I have is getting out of it. So, you know, there might be 50 deer feeding. It's a combination of soybeans and brassicas right now, and there's just a ton of deer pouring in there. And I can't get out of that stand. It's one of the biggest problems I have. I'm just wondering how you deal with that situation.
Well, a lot of times, there's about three different ways. One is I'll howl like a coyote. Sometimes that'll clear the field or the plot. Sometimes they just stop eating and look around like what's that, you know. They don't really care. Other times, you know, I might text my wife or a friend and say, hey, come in and get me on an ATV or a truck or whatever, and they clear the plot out coming from a totally different direction, you know, and drive right up close to the blind and stop the vehicle but never turn it off, and I come out, jump in, and away we go. And in those cases, you know, usually those deer don't go far. Usually they don't go 100 yards into the cover. You drive away, and within 30 minutes, they're back out feeding. And the probably my least favorite method is just sit there and wait and hope those deer clear out. Now, if you're on a major food source, you may be there all night, but sometimes you can wait there for an hour or so and those deer will feed on away from the blind far enough where you can get out.
Yeah, unfortunately, that never happens to me.
Well, you can take a page from Bill Winkie's book and take your sleeping bag and stay overnight.
Yeah, I'm dedicated, but not that dedicated.
I've never done that either.